there are, for example, people throughout history who have successfully, I think, come to terms with mortality. And coming to terms with mortality means coming to terms with the fact that we are creatures, that we are animals, that we are one species among others. And that, at least, is a basis for us to start to have a more humane relationship with other creatures. One of these traditions is, for example, Stoicism, or also Epicureanism, which came out of Greece and Rome. I mean, it's worth remembering that there was a long period in the ancient world before Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire, when the majority of people were basically atheists and had a worldview that was extremely modern, that I think we would recognize, we would feel comfortable with. And they had accepted that as fundamentally living things, it is irrational to be afraid of death. And I think this is a very helpful point. If you see us as altogether separate to the rest of the physical world, as souls, if you like, then you might think we ought to be anxious about death because we don't know what comes next. But if you accept the Darwinian lesson that ultimately we are living things, then we must accept that we will never actually experience death. Now, this is a very difficult concept to really internalize. All our instincts are fighting against it. We can't really imagine this kind of ceasing to be that this worldview is postulating. I think for most of human history, people simply weren't in a position to get it. And it wasn't until Epicurus came along 2,500 years ago and said, death is nothing to us, because when we are here, death is not. And when death comes, we are gone. He was the first person in history, as far as we could see, to say, we do not need to be afraid of death. I know you are. I know I am. I know we all are. It's our instinct, but it is not rational. It is natural, but not rational. And the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein said, death is like a horizon. Death is not an event in life. We won't actually experience it.